Jim was at the laundromat when he heard. His ear said, "Maracas, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent maracas smell amazing." You could call them scent maracas, but most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads. Way fresher than detergent alone.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going coast to coast, and right now we're being joined by a U.S. soccer legend. We're talking about someone who's in the National Soccer Hall of Fame. We're talking about someone who's appeared in multiple World Cups. We're talking about the U.S. men's national team's top leader in goals. It's Clint Dempsey. Clint, how are you, man?
Doing good, man. How you doing?
I got no complaints, and thank you for taking the time to join us on behalf of DraftKings. A little disappointing of a time to have you joining us right now. We know the U.S. men's national team got bumped out of Copa America, and Greg Berhalter got bumped. What are your feelings? I've heard them, but for the listeners coast to coast, what are your thoughts on what has taken place over the last few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, credit to Greg Berhalter for after we didn't qualify in 2018, taking a young group of players during qualifying process, qualifying for the World Cup in 2022 and getting out of that group. But then for me, there just hasn't been enough progression since then. And anytime you're in a major competition, especially on home soil, and you don't get out of the group, heads normally roll. When I think back to 2006, playing in the World Cup in Germany, we weren't able to get out of the group. And after the tournament, Bruce Arena was fired. So that's part of the game. That's how it goes. And if you're a player and you don't perform and you're not doing well, guess what? You don't get called in anymore. So that's just part of the game. So, it's difficult to trust a coach if you're on home soil in a major competition, you don't get out of the group, and you got the 2026 World Cup coming up. I mean, I think that's one of the most important, like, major competitions that we'll be able to be in terms of what it can do for this country. When I think back to 94 and what it did in terms of starting the MLS and people believing that they could go and play professionally at the club level, I'm curious to see, like, what could happen with the World Cup in 2026 in terms of how that can help development and make the game better in the States.
Well, Clint, we saw what happened just even with your career. You talk about the starting of the MLS, you with the Revolution, then being able to go over to Fulham and ultimately come back this way with the Sounders and World Cups. You've had that full experience. For our listeners who aren't as familiar, how important is it? How valuable is that experience to go overseas, do some learning, see what the global game is about, and then bring it back to the States?
I think it's just important to do what is best for you and your development, right? For me, I wanted to play against the best players in the world and the best leagues in the world. And for me, I got the opportunity to play in the Premier League against some of the best players in the world. So I enjoyed my time there, was able to be over there for 6 to 7 years, and then had the opportunity to come back and be closer to home and be around my family and continue to grow the game in the States when I was 30. So everybody has their own path, right? And you just got to make sure that you're playing regularly for your team. And if you're playing in the best leagues in the world and you're playing consistently, it's only going to make you better when you get called into the national team.
A U.S. soccer legend Clint Dempsey is here with us coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network, the JR Sport Brief Show. You know, with Greg Berhalter now gone, they made a call to Jurgen Klopp. I guess he's still on the beach. He still wants to relax. What would be the next best option, especially with the World Cup being 2 years out?
I mean, that's not my job. You know what I'm saying? Like, U.S. soccer's, they got that pressure on them, right? They after the last World Cup, they had a coach search, a manager search, felt that Berhalter was the man that they still wanted to go with. Now they decided to part ways. Now there's not much time. I think they're talking about getting a new manager in by September. And yeah, that's on them to make the right choice. And I hope they do a great job because I'm a fan of the U.S. soccer. My kids are a fan. We watch the games. We want them to do well. But it's on them to figure out a way to find a manager who's going to get the job done, to get this team out of the group stages and into the knockout rounds and doing something special.
Well, Clint, you talk about that. That's 2 years from now. We know the Olympics are only a few weeks away. What can we look forward to between now and then?
For the US team, for the Olympics, or for the full team?
USA, the team that's coming up.
Oh man, that it's a tough one, right? Because you look at the strength of schedule and it's not that great. The next three games that they have, no disrespect to any of these teams, but it's Canada, New Zealand, and Panama. I think ever since COVID, the strength of schedule hasn't been the best. There's too many competitions where we play against each other. So whether it's CONCACAF Nations League, whether it's Gold Cup, whether it's World Cup qualifying, which we don't have to do this time around, you're playing the same teams from your region. You're not playing enough teams outside of it. And this was our last true chance to test ourselves in Copa America against top competition from South America. So man, it's a tough one, man. It's how do you test yourself if you're not playing against the best? And for me, that's hard to do.
Clint Dempsey is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show. It seems like the program is in a little bit of stasis. From how you view the rest of the world, what can we do when it comes to play style? Is it the players? Is it the coaching? Obviously, there's a combination. How can we at least continue to inch forward?
Yeah, I mean, you see more academies where you don't have to pay to play, which is giving just whoever's the best kids or players the opportunity to play, and money not be an issue. But it's also developing, coaches and players of different types of styles, and not creating the same player where, they're not afraid to take risks. They're not playing forward. Midfielders are just playing side to side and backwards instead of sometimes getting on the half turn and breaking lines, whether through the dribble or through passing, or you're having outside midfielders or wingers that are taking players 1v1. Whether you have center backs who are comfortable with passing out of the back, or a keeper that's good with his feet passing out of the back. I mean, it's just developing all types of players to make that perfect recipe to be successful. So hopefully we can continue to work on our development of our youth and create those players that can be difference makers, because the hardest thing to do in the game is to create goals, and we need more players doing that.
U.S. soccer legend Clint Dempsey is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. You know, you referenced 1994. It's crazy how fast time flies. We're pulling up on 2026. America is going to be hot for the sport, paying attention. Hopefully, we can have a better situation as we get closer. Just when you think about the explosion, could you have ever imagined this, where we got stadiums? 60,000 in Atlanta. You played up in Seattle. We see the stadiums being built in the Kansas Cities, the Cincinnati's, the Columbuses. New England it's crazy. Could you have imagined things would have accelerated this fast?
I mean, you would have hoped, right? But yeah, I mean, anytime that the things move in a positive direction and get better in terms of growth, it's always exciting, and you're happy to see that, right? I remember playing in certain stadiums with, hardly anybody showing up, or playing in international games where you have more fans for the other team than yourself. So it's still a work in progress. There still is more to accomplish. There's still a better product that we can put on the field. I think, there's still room to grow. I'm happy where things have where they've gone from, but I hope they continue, and I hope we continue to create better product on the field that will make that fan experience for everybody just better, because it will create a better energy in the stadium, which you'll see, better play on the field.
Clint, it's crazy when you also think about technology and how that's helped grow the games, whether it's video games or streaming, being able to watch any match at any time. And even technology when it comes to training youth and being able to track your progress. This is very different from when you got started, man.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a balance to it, right? Like, you see people with the GPS and heart rate monitors on when they play. I don't think it's something that you need to have on every game. I think it's something that's important for to get you a baseline of when you're fit, what are the distances that you're covering, and what is your heart rate at in terms of your fitness levels, and how fast do you run in terms of when you have an injury and you're trying to come back. But for me, I didn't like wearing that stuff all the time, right? In every single game, it just didn't feel comfortable for me. And I feel like if you're not using the data in the right way, then what's the point? I think a lot of times there's just people that are overdoing stuff on the technology side rather than what needs to be done on the playing side. I think you need to focus on both. I think it's important to use technology to make you better, but at the same time, you can't try to hide the other with trying to push that in the forefront. I think the quality on the field and how you play and how you develop and the style in which you play, the tactics that you use to win games is the most important thing.
U.S. soccer legend Clint Dempsey is here with us as we start to wrap things up. You talk about development. Who are some of your favorite U.S. players to watch that Americans are going to find out more and more about over the next several months and, dare I say, even years as we head to 2026?
I mean, even though the players are barely older than me, I remember being in high school watching them play, whether it was Beasley or Landon Donovan, and how well that they were playing at such a young age. When I think back to '94, though, like players like Tab Ramos, and then when I got into the national team, players like Claudio Reyna. But for me, growing up, I really was influenced by South American style. So whether it was like Ronaldo, whether it was Ronaldinho, whether it was Danielson, whether it was Riquelme, Valderrama. I mean, there's so many different players that you've got to watch play that you could take something from their game to add to yours. So I just think it's important that you don't just limit yourself to looking at your own national team players. You look around everywhere and figure out, what's the little bits of their game that you want to add to yours to make yourself the best player that you can be. So I think it's important to always educate yourself and to watch different styles and figure out the reason why you play the game and why you love it and practice that in pickup and then bring it into the higher level stuff so that you're playing the style that you want to play. Because if you stay true to yourself, man, I think you go a lot further than if you're trying to be what other people want you to be.
Well, Clint, we know you certainly watch everything and analyzing the game on Fox Sports. You do so much. Tell us about your current work with DraftKings. Fill us in. What's up?
Yeah, man, been doing a little work with DraftKings. Anytime you can help fan engagement and bring excitement around the game, but do it in a responsible way. They got a promo coming up, a drawbreaker promo for Copa and Euro final matches that if the game ends in a draw, you can get your money back. So it's like a bonus bet for the when the match ends in a draw. So just happy to help bring excitement around the game, grow the game, but just as long as it's done in a responsible way.
I hear that. Who you got on Sunday? Can you tell us?
Man, it's a tough one, right? For Euros or Copa, they in the finals, man, they can go either way. I mean, I think the best team throughout for the Euros has been Spain, but you can't look past England. And in terms of Copa, it's hard to root against the current champions. In terms of they won the last Copa, the last World Cup, Argentina. But if you're talking about the most informed team, it has to be Colombia. They're on a 28 game unbeaten streak. I think that they broke a record by getting that win against Uruguay. So you know how it goes. It go anyway in those finals, man. I just hope it's a good game. People are excited to watch, and it continues to grow the game in the States.
Hey, Clint, I appreciate that. Where can people follow you and all your great work, man?
Man, I don't know about all the great work. I wouldn't say it's great what I do, man, but I mean, right now I'm doing stuff with Fox. I also got a kick in the show with CBS that we do. But yeah, man, if you want to see what I'm up to, I'm probably out hunting or fishing or golfing, man. That's what I'm doing these days, chasing around these kids.